haven't recorded a podcast for a while. I started writing this new podcast episode on Macbeth and found it quite hard, quite complicated. I suppose it's good because it's making me think. But anyway, it's going to take me a lot longer than I thought, and so I decided to do just a very short episode for the people who are listening. I was very lucky to see a production of Ghosts by Bergman many years ago at the Barbican, which left a really strong impression on me. I found a vintage Penguin Classics copy of Ghosts by Ibsen in this secondhand bookstore in Brixton. Ibsen is one of my favourite playwrights, and I also, not long ago, did a workshop with Joe Hill Gibbons on this play, which I really enjoyed because we explored some of the scenes and found just so much depth in it. At the back of this book, it says, "Counted among the very greatest dramatists, Ibsen profoundly influenced the modern stage." This particular play, Ghosts, is a social drama and is sort of an attack on convention. I'll leave you with a monologue from Ghosts, the character of Mrs. Alving. What do you mean by that? I'll tell you what I mean by it. I'm timid and frightened because I can never really be free of the ghosts that haunt me. I'm haunted by ghosts. When I heard Regine and Oswald out there, it was just as if there were ghosts before my very eyes. But I'm inclined to think that we're all ghosts, Pastor Mendes. It's not only the things that we've inherited from our fathers and mothers that live on in us, but all sorts of old dead ideas and old dead beliefs and things of that sort. They're not actually alive in us, but they're rooted there all the same. And we can't rid ourselves of them. I've only to pick up a newspaper, and when I read it, I seem to see ghosts gliding between the lines. I should think there must be ghosts all over the country, as countless as grains of sand. And we are all of us so pitifully afraid of the light.